Yes, I'm joined by legendary Dick Vitale once again. Dick, what's going on?
Well, nothing much, you know, except this would be the weekend that really be a lot of excitement. It would have been, you know, the Final Four, something I would have looked forward to, as I was going to do the game on ESPN International with Sean McDonough. We're going to do the game, semifinal game, and then the championship game. Heard in about 150 countries around the world, but that's not happening. We got a big problem right now, John. We got to take care of this, control this unbelievable disease that's running wild in our country.
Yes, we do. The coronavirus has come through and impacted every, not just the sports world, everyone all around the world. And right now, everyone needs to come together so we can get this problem out of the way.
Well, you know, the bottom line is that this is really being something that's going to affect us the rest of our lives. I really believe that. It's almost like it's much, much more even unbelievably worldwide than the 9/11 thing, which was a disaster in itself. But this is really just unbelievable what it's doing worldwide. It's unreal. I just hope our medical experts can come up with a cure, come up with a vaccine that can put an end to this.
Yeah, what do you think about the steps we're taking to try and get this under control?
I didn't get the question, John.
I said, what do you think about the steps they're taking to try and get this under control?
Well, you know, I got to leave it to the hands of the medical experts. They know a hell of a lot more than I know. And
right. All
the things they say, the guidelines, we've got to follow them. You know, wash your hands, social distancing, make sure, my wife makes sure if I go pump gas at the gas station, wear gloves. I mean, you got to be really cautious. I mean, this is no, you know, it's no fun and games, man. This is not panic. This is facts. People are dying like you can't believe. And we got to do something about it. And I know our medical experts are working around the clock. And I'll tell you one thing. I will not go to an arena or to a stadium to watch an event, even if they say that curve has been flattened, until I hear a Dr. Fauci say, all is clear. You can go. No problem. And when I hear those words, I'll go. But until I hear those words, I'm not going to an arena.
Right. What was your initial reaction when you heard the NCAA tournament was going to be canceled? I mean, I think we all could see it coming, but this is going to be the first year in years there's Little March Madness, and that's going to affect a lot of kids that won't be able to experience this experience.
You know, John, I really, at first when it came down, I thought that the reaction would have been in terms of from the NCAA, let's postpone it. Let's follow what they're doing in the NBA. Let's postpone it, see what transpires, and see where it's going. But then the more I read how Mark Emmert of the NCAA and his people had been in total contact with all the experts in infectious diseases, and they came back and said, there's no way if you think you're going to play this game in April and May, it's not happening. And I think that's what made them do it, because if you put this on college basketball, you know, it's not like the NBA. You take these kids and you talk about April and May, they're going to be gone, the seniors. I mean, there's no way. So, again, I think they made the right decision. They had no choice, really. And obviously, it looks like it certainly was the right decision. I feel bad for all those kids, like kids who would have, Obi Toppin, for example. He would have become a household name. Dayton's team, you know, Kentucky, Duke, and schools like that, they're going to have great teams over the years. But a school like Dayton and Anthony Grant's club, they never get a team to be able to do what that team did this year. And they had a legit chance to win. But, you know, saying all that, John, if that's the biggest problem that those kids are going to deal with, they are living one hell of a life.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So tell us how you have the foundation going, the V Foundation.
Well, you know, V Foundation, we had to postpone our event. We postponed it, didn't cancel it. We have moved it to September 4th, and all the people have cooperated, all the people, the honored guests, Stephen A. Smith's one of our honored guests, along with people. I talked to Stephen A., and he said, hey, count on me, man, I'll be there. Bruce Arians, the same thing. He's one of our honored guests. Mark Few said the same thing. Jim Kelly and also Pat Williams are going to receive the John Saunders Award. John was such a terrific guy, loved helping kids. And we have an award, a Courage Award, going to Jim Kelly, the quarterback from out of Buffalo Bill fame, and Pat Williams, who really the guy responsible for the Magic being in Orlando. They're both cancer survivors, and they're all aboard. Kevin DeGondi's all aboard. Mitch Album, who we're going to give $250,000 grant, the Journalist Hall of Famer, in memory of his little girl who died of brain cancer. They're all aboard. So we're hoping that you know, it could cooperate, that this thing could be under control, and by September 4th, people are allowed to gather, because we sell out, you know, we get 900 people, and gee whiz, it's been such a great cause, John, is to raise money for kids battling cancer, and anybody would like to help me, just go to DickVitale.com.
Right. What was your reaction to the NCAA decision to give back spring eligibility to to the athletes?
Well, they gave the spring sports athletes an extra year, so you know, that was a positive, even though it's going to have some ramifications, because you think about it, if you're a high school senior and you committed to school, I don't know, to name a school, you committed to a school and you committed because you saw opportunities for you to play, and now all those kids are coming back, and then it's also scholarship, you know, where are you coming up with the money to keep these kids for an extra year? In basketball, more I thought about it, it just didn't make much sense to do it in basketball. I'm going to tell you why. If you just did it in basketball for the seniors, think about it. First of all, who do you give it to with the teams? We don't know who for sure is going to be in the tournament. All the teams, if things haven't been posted, there's no bracket. But if you did that, are you going to honor a whole year for playing one game? I think you just got to roll over. You got to move. You had a regular season. It was a great year. It was a year filled with a lot of surprises, a lot of surprise games that we got scores on that were unbelievable. But we got to move on. And then that's life in a way. Life, you have some tough times. What do? You have two choices. Feel sorry for yourself, look in the mirror, pout and sulk, or pick up the pieces and roll on. You know, I felt sorry for myself. I lost my eyes as a kid. I thought it was the end of the world. I got fired by the Pistons. I thought it was the end of the world. You got to move on. You got to move on, and that's what life's about. It's not about yesterday. It's about today and the next day.
Yes, before I let you go, you're on promoting a movie coming out soon, like Glory Road. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Glory Road, well, it's coming out, actually. Glory Road is a movie. Actually, it's tonight, really, Friday night. Glory Road's a movie that really affected, really, college basketball in a big way. It's the first time ever five African-American kids started for Texas Western. David playing the Goliath, number one in the country, Kentucky.
Right.
Pat Riley, Louis Dampier, Adolph Rupp, the coach, beat them, and it opened doors and opportunities and inspired a lot of youngsters across America, which should have been done years earlier, but it did. It opened up. I believe that game affected the landscape of college basketball.
Yes. Can't wait to check that out. Dickie V, thank you so much for your time. Let you have a big day ahead of you. Thanks for joining me again on NBA panel. Talk to you soon. Be safe.
Thanks a lot, John.